Morning, Gina. This is Gary West, Pastor First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the unmerciful servant from Matthew 18, 23-35. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in his anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. Now this parable is another famous parable of Jesus. The point's pretty clear. Citizens of God's kingdom are merciful. Without going into detail about the money exchange rate between those times and today, we can see very clearly what's going on. A man was shown mercy and had his financial debt forgiven, and it was a large sum. And the same man, after receiving such great mercy, found someone who owed him a small amount of money, but instead of forgiving the small debt, he had him thrown into prison. And when the king found out, he called the man back in, rebuked him, and then sent him to prison until he should pay his entire original debt. Here's Jesus' warning at the end, and it's sobering. "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Now Jesus isn't teaching here that if Christians don't show mercy, they will lose their salvation. That's not the shocking part of the parable. The shocking part of the parable is that this man, who'd been forgiven so much, could not forgive even the tiniest amount owed against him. We should expect him to graciously forgive any debt owed to him. But instead, what does he do? He literally chokes the man, demanding his money, and then throws him in jail. Everyone reading this should think, "Well, that didn't make sense." And you'd be right. It doesn't make sense. That's Jesus' point. One who has been shown mercy doesn't need to be ordered to forgive. It flows naturally from his or her own forgiveness. The whole reason Jesus told this parable is because he was asked this question, "How often should I forgive my brother who sins against me? As many as 7 times? And Jesus' famous answer was, "No, not 7, 77 times 7. The fact that we have to ask how many times reveals that we do not really understand the depth of forgiveness that we need and that God has freely given us through our faith in Christ. We cannot forgive from the heart until our heart has been forgiven. And once it's been forgiven, forgiveness will flow naturally from it.